KR4HKX, mobile.
KR4HKX, KR4EEE. How are you, Patrick?
Greg, good to hear you on the air.
Hope you're doing well. Nice to be heard. I'm sitting at the bottom of DuPont while they clear out the trees on the way home. So, just sitting around. I've got a signal, and that's a good thing.
Are you on your little AnyZone?
Well, ICOM HT.
So, ID 52, I believe it is, right?
I went for the sale, new to me, ID 50. Just no color.
Well, it sounded pretty good. I mean, it's got a little bit of white noise with it, but nothing to worry about.
That's good to hear. Thank you. Did you have to go in for teaching today?
I've been visiting family today.
That's always a good thing. Good for you.
To work today?
Half a day, just because I'm taking Friday off and stuff has to get done. And just running around, running errands this afternoon. Nothing exciting. Now my mission is to get up the hill.
Mile coming through there on Crab Creek now. So hopefully they'll get it cleaned up and done. It needed it for a while now.
I think they're done. They went up DuPont up to Staten, you know, where the county line actually is, and then they came back down. So I think they're about done. At least I'm hoping they are. I live right on the other side of the line. I don't want them messing with my trees because it's the only thing that blocks my view of the road.
Well, you live on the Henderson County side, right? Or the Transylvania County side. I don't know, right there where you're at.
Yeah, I'm on the Transylvania County side, so my hope is that they just leave us alone.
So, they've trimmed that up through there a couple times, so. But down Crab Creek and right there at the bottom, it needed it bad.
It sure did. The nice thing is, just before they hit the county line, there were some pretty significant, there were some big trees and that we had cut up right after Helene when Cedar Mountain was the only fire department that could get down to the bottom, so we got a whole bunch of stuff up. They finally pulled that stuff off the side of the road, so that's a good thing. So I'll take it. It's all good.
Where you're at, you and Little River were the only ones on that side of the river.
We were, and Little River, as you know, was pretty busy, and Valley Hill couldn't get over because the first part of that road, when you turn off of Crab Creek up Staten, or DuPont rather, is Valley Hill, so we took care of the whole road. District signs don't matter and something like that.
Play politics later.
That's right. I'll let the other chiefs fight over the FEMA money because I don't really care. But hey, I'm pulling into the house. Hopefully that file will work for you and Cliff. If not, happy to donate my Baofengs and you guys can figure it out from there.
Place to start. So that's what we were looking for.
Perfect. Well, maybe I'll hear you later tonight. Sorry, I missed you last night. We had a couple of different calls and, was just unavailable, but have an awesome, awesome night, and we'll talk to you soon, sir.
Be careful on the rest of the way since you're right there at the house, but good to hear you today, and look forward to talking to you on down the log, KR4HKX. I'll be mobile for a few more minutes.
KR4EE, clear.
Have a good day. N4ZFK, good afternoon, Patrick.
How are you doing, Shane? KO4HK.
Fired. Just left Lowe's with another load of lumber and some concrete and some other stuff. I worked a little bit on the deck and ran out of material to keep going before I had to make another trip.
How many piles of lumber do you have to go through, twisted lumber do you have to go through to find a couple straight boards?
I go through several, and that's part of why it takes so long, pulling them off and checking them, and this one looks good, then you go look at the other end and it's either cracked or warped or disfigured. But I made it. I got all they had the other day for the decking boards, It was about half of what I needed. They restocked with a bunch more, but I had to, like you said, I had to piece through it, find ones that were good enough.
But you got to do that, that they even put that stuff out there for sale, knowing it's not going to, but I don't know. I don't know how you fix that, though, because they got to have more drying time and more time to cure.
I mean, they plant, you know, new trees, but they're fast growing and they cut them down quick, so I don't know. We've got a lot of area that we leave untouched, and I don't know what the answer is, but it's got to be something.
That maybe one day somebody will figure it out.
I don't even know if I'm going to unload when I get home. By the time I get home, it'll be getting close to dark. I might as well just call it, clean up the tools and call it.
By the time I get home, it'll be dark. So go in and spend the afternoon or evening with the wife and just relax this afternoon.
Hey, visiting family, or I heard you visited family. I don't know if it was a good day or not.
I come down the mountain this morning and met my uncle, had breakfast with him, and then went and collected a little bit of money that I still had on the street with some friends. You know, wasn't worried about collecting it. Just whenever I get by there, would they take care of it. And then went and visited some more family, so almost back to the state line.
Sorry I didn't hang around with you last night. We had you probably figured out Connor and Gabrielle were over, and about the time they were ready to leave was when I was checking in, so they didn't quite leave at that point, but it was getting close.
Told me he was in Cleveland, I knew where he was at. I started to give him a hard time about it, but I didn't.
Time. Always good to see him.
In with me last night also.
Yeah, I'm glad he did. Sounded like he was trying to not wake up any babies.
For that, I would be too.
Turns one in a couple of days.
That's hard to believe.
I believe she's already there, but she's doing really well and very interactive and playing and loves her pops. Thing right now, she's too young. I just hold her and you know, play with her a little bit when I see her. That's about it.
For that attention, that's what matters right now.
She's coming over Saturday. We're having a little celebration for her, so very grateful for her.
I guess she's not had any more health issues since everything there at birth.
Is that okay? She's been doing good. Her checkups have been normal, and she's got an MRI scheduled for next week, I believe. So they're, you know, a little anxiety about that, hoping that there's nothing shows up. I think she's about a month behind. That's just my personal opinion. What a one-year-old would be, but, you know, she lost a month and a half in the hospital.
She's only a month behind after what she went through. That's great.
But she's crawling around, babbling, and, you know, pulling herself up on the couch. So, or, any, you know, if she pulls up on a little coffee table or couch, she'll try to pull up a little bit. She's not standing yet, but trying to.
Oh.
And then, of course, you know, Connor and Gabrielle, they are due, what is it, June 3rd or something like that?
I didn't want to say anything, but I was curious to ask how everything was going.
She's doing really well, and everything is just like it's supposed to, so we're really excited.
I'm glad to hear that.
Lowe's started pulling stuff off the ground, little cut off pieces, and throwing them in the trailer. I was going to run them by the dump, and I got about half of it loaded up and then realized what day it was and had to unload it all again.
Tired, creating work for yourself.
That's about the way it is, though. I'm not good enough to not do everything perfectly every time.
Everybody's got to have their day, right?
Right. Yep, I'll get it, though. With enough practice, I might make it right somehow.
I'm sure somebody around there can tell you how to do it. But if you were going to catch that one.
Softball, it was easy to catch.
Doing? She still working out there at Cracker Barrel?
Now just one day a week, so she'll go in Wednesday. And she's enjoying that.
Don't leave you too unsupervised too long.
So, we spent more time together in the last few months than we've spent in 30-something years.
Amazing how that works. That's the same thing Elise and I were talking about.
Well, I'm enjoying it. But, you know, it can't last forever.
That. Well, Shane, I have just crossed the state line, so I'll lose a repeater here shortly. Really good to talk to you and tell Beth we said hello and talk to you on down the log, my friend, KO4HGEC. I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Have a good evening. Say hello to Elise. Thanks for the chat. Enjoyed it. We'll talk to you later. And 4ZLK.